The next patient is Barbara Adams, A-D-A-M-S is the last name. Clinical case of an 80-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease, stage 3A, forward slash 3B. The patient comes today, and we notice that this patient is weak, pale, and the laboratory workup is consistent with a hemoglobin that is 8.2. During the last visit, that was in October of the 2023, we didn't have the patient taking Eliquis. After interviewing the patient, she has noticed a bright red blood in the stool, and she has a hemoglobin of 8.3, which is lower than the prior determination that was 12.6 in October of 2023. This could be related to hemorrhoids. This could be related to iron deficiency. The patient, since October, has been placed on Eliquis. I'm going to take the liberty to stop the Eliquis and ask the patient to seek an appointment with the primary care, Mr. Gill, P-A-C. Gill is G-I-L-L. Number two. The patient has a creatinine of 1.3 with an estimated GFR that went down to 39. Unfortunately, we don't have the blood results, the urine results in terms of protein creatinine ratio and albumin creatinine ratio that we had requested, period. But this patient doesn't have a history of proteinuria. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperthyroidism that has to be assessed. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, atherosclerotic heart disease that is compensated. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, hyperlipidemia on statins, following number gastroesophageal reflux disease without symptoms at the present time, following number chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is compensated. The patient is going to be reevaluated for the nephrology part in June of 2024, second week.